Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in the Rich Gioia Show. Dom Giordano. You know, my mantra is big issues, big guests. And we're lucky that the Reverend Charles Clark Jr. is a listener and called me yesterday. I think he's called before. He is the pastor over of the Solid Rock Baptist Church in Berlin, New Jersey. He held services yesterday. I don't know if they've done this before, and is threatened on national TV. We didn't know that on Saturday, I guess, when I talked with him. Threatened on national TV by King Murphy over in New Jersey, saying there will be repercussions for this act of defiance. Let's go to the Reverend Charles Clark Jr. on the Rich Gioia Show. Reverend, good to talk with you again this morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. So tell me a little bit. I was asking this question, Reverend. It seems there are a few African-American churches in Chicago, but by and large, we're seeing groups like yours, the Solid Rock Baptist Church, be the ones that have opened up in defiance of the governor's orders in some states. Any sense why that's the case versus, say, the bigger, for want of a better term, like the mainline Protestant churches? They interviewed a guy in Haddonfield who said he's not opening up until there's a vaccine, and that's what his people want. What's the difference, do you think? Why?
Well, in churches, it's just like in politics, where there's liberals and conservatives, and your Bible-believing churches, your evangelical churches, they go strictly by the Word of God, are your conservative churches. And we would be the churches that are against abortion, strong stand against abortion, just more conservative. So
okay.
The conservative churches,
right.
That's it.
Well, let me break it down this way then. You and I talked the other day, maybe it was even the days are running together, it was Monday maybe, about the idea of render unto Caesar. I mean, this is being quoted that's out there. And I know that you recognize legitimate government authority, but you don't recognize it when it comes to the idea of coming together for mass, for services.
Right. You said it, legitimate government authority. The Constitution, free exercise of religion, our First Amendment right. We believe in that. That's the bedrock. That's the foundation of our law, of our country. And we are honoring that. We're keeping that. We don't believe Governor Murphy's rules are constitutional. You know, he went on with Tucker Carlson and he said, I haven't even, that's above my pay scale, the Constitution. But his edicts, or whatever you want to call them, they all say by the authority given me by the Constitution. So we're honoring the Constitution, the law of the land. We don't believe we're breaking the law.
Okay, but you are. Let me ask you this then, a pointed question. You are doing this. The reason I'm interested in what you're doing, rather than just being provocative, you are not just saying God will protect, as some of these pastors have. You are increasing your chances of protection by social distancing and also by face coverings and things of that nature, right?
I can give you a list. We handed out stuff for everybody in the church. We have air scrubbers, number one, that governor's very upset about ventilation. We have air scrubbers that we brought in just to clean the air. We have social distance parking every other spot. We have everybody comes in, wears a mask. We have touchless doors. We have your temperatures taken at the door, hand sanitizers at the door. We have reserved seats. Everybody is distanced. We're not passing offering plates. We're not having the choir get up and sing. We have an orderly dismissal. Just on and on. I mean, we're so far over the top compared to any store or any other place. It's not even funny.
Well, I nominate
it's you. It's not a matter of faith.
If I were Governor Murphy, I nominate you as the number one candidate given me agita because you're standing on solid ground as far as the Constitution. And then second of all, you're not leaving any opening there for a lot of reasons. You're doing it smartly, in my view, and you even added some things that I was unaware of. So what possible objection? Now, when the governor said there'll be repercussions, that apparently means fines. I'm not sure how much your church could withstand. Have you set up a GoFundMe page or anything yet, Reverend?
No, nothing like that. There was a sign Saturday. I came pulling up to the church, and down the street from our church, there's a blinking sign that says Governor Murphy's Rule 107, penalty, $1,000 fine, and or 6 months in jail. So when you see that, you know, that kind of jars you. they're going to serve us today. My son is the co-pastor, and we're both going to get served today. And, you know, we know all this ahead of time. We've sat down with the police. And let me just say this. Boy, the Berlin police have been great. We haven't had any issues with them. Chief Wilkinson's a great man. And, you know, they've been good. We had all kind of police at the church on Sunday, but it was to protect us because there's been some people really react to these things violently.
Well, wait a minute, though. Let's talk about that, Reverend. You know, if people are making a choice, they don't want to go to church during this or whatever, but to react negatively toward you, what's the thrust of it? What are they saying? What's their beef, in other words, with you and people who want to worship together?
They're saying we're killing people. We're going to kill people. They say, we had one email that said, I'm praying that God kills you. It's just crazy. Here's the mentality. There were 30-some thousand people killed in car wrecks every year. So the mentality is, let's not ever get in a car again. We realize there's a virus, and we know how serious it is. And we're way over the top on safe. We've had people say, you know, people are going to leave your church and go to the store and infect everybody. They're not going to get infected at the church. If they get infected, they're going to get infected at the store. People just, it's a mentality there. It's bizarre almost with how, I guess, scared people are.
Well, particularly we've been talking, look, people make the argument of the big box stores, and that's a good argument, but the liquor stores are open and the churches are not. And you're savvy enough to know when you say that, any persuadable, reasonable person is going to go, you know what? There is something wrong with liquor stores and all that traffic because of alcoholism being open, but not churches, particularly if the media, and I was going to ask you how you feel the media has been covering this, is fair. They would allow you to list all the things that you're doing. And I watched the photos and the video over the weekend, and it looked as if it were very, very careful to me, not just as some have done, I think mistakenly, where they just say, God will protect. We know that God helps those who helps themselves also. You seem to be a subscriber of that. And for that, I think that's important, Reverend. So how's the media treatment been?
Fair. Very fair.
Good.
Now, my son at 8:15 is on CNN. And that's the first station that we're hesitant about going on. Hopefully they'll be fair with us, too.
Well, you know what? I salute doing that. I would do that because you have so much on your side that anybody, and if your son is as good as you are in presenting your case, anybody persuadable, no matter what they try to do, there is no downside to that. I think you're reaching more people out there in America, and I think you're encouraging them to think this through and maybe start to talk to their pastors and others about opening up, but doing it in the manner that you're doing. You're like a blueprint for this.
Well, we want to bring attention. We're hoping Attorney Barr will really do something. You know, President Trump, I'm thankful for his statements.
Yeah.
President Barr made some positive statements. But so far, you know, there's the action hasn't followed it up. And it just seems like the governor's ignoring the feds, and somebody's got to make something happen.
Well, take hope. Well, one in Illinois is now, it's not on the churches, Reverend. It's on the fact they keep on declaring emergency, and it's illegal for them to do that by the state law that was passed. So bars on that one. But I agree with you. This would be a great test case to intervene where you are. So you said you and your son are going to be served today by whom? By the Berlin police, you believe?
Yeah. He's almost apologizing. I mean, he doesn't want to do it. And that's
right.
Coming from the prosecutor, and the prosecutor's getting it from the governor's office.
The prosecutor in Camden County, you mean, Reverend?
Yes. And the prosecutor's been very nice with us. At the lower levels, we have support. I mean, I've got everybody, you know, the police, everybody, they're glad. We're glad for you. We're glad for what you're doing. We're praying for you. I mean, the local support's been great. Local level, it's coming. It's
yep.
The top. They're coming down.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Well, Reverend, I thank you. And the best news of all is that you're a listener, too. So thank you for that. And thank you for what you're doing. And we are behind you as far as I can tell. As I said, I commend you not just for your courage, but your thoughtfulness in doing this rather than just running wild with, you know what I mean, in some cases.
Yes.
And this makes it very hard to say that you are not safer by any reasonable estimation than any number of other things that are going on. And that gets at this is completely arbitrary on the part of the governor when you're taking these precautions. So, Reverend, please update us to on my show tomorrow. I'll put you on hold, and we'll just make sure we have all your information. We want to get you on after you get served with the summons and all that today and talk about it tomorrow. Thank you, Reverend Clark. God bless, and thank you for joining us here on the Rich Eoli Show.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, there's the Reverend Charles Clark Jr. here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. The bottom line for me is I wouldn't engage in this just to be provocative if he were not, in my estimation, taking all kinds of things into account. And when you compare that, you got to debate the constitutional questions involved here. It can't just be an edict from a governor. The big problem here is this emergency action Murphy's taking and Wolf particularly are taking is way out of line with what the intent of the legislature was. What they should be doing, they're trying to do in New Jersey, is tighten this up. In other words, you have X number of days for an emergency, and then you have to consult with the legislature around this rather than one guy deciding with Rachel Levin and a few experts.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.